This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. The band Morning Brigade was born out of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. The first album, Above Our Heads, was a deep look into love and relationships. And as they prep their second album, they're tackling new and different stories. Morning Brigade is Peter Vance on guitar and vocals, Mary Koenig on percussion and vocals, Gabriel Reynolds on piano, Nathan Spain on drums, Eli Howells on the violin, and Christian Adams on the cello. Welcome to all of you. Good to have you here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Peter, tell us about this band and a little bit about the evolution of the band, how you started and where you are now.
Yeah, sure thing. Gabriel and I met early in our college career. We were both musicians, individual musicians. We saw something in each other that we thought really clicked, and we decided to maybe make something out of it.
Were you hoping to be a, did you come to school kind of partly hoping to be a band and get into music?
It was definitely one of my goals at college. I came to school as a dramatic art major, and I brought my guitar with me, went to some open mic nights, met a lot of great people, and it just happened that the music community was so tightly knit that it was hard not to find people to work with.
Did you come to school and to this project with a sense of the kind of music you wanted to do?
Definitely. I had already had some songs written in my head. I was still writing songs in my dorm room, and I kind of tended to the sound that I really wanted, and I knew I wanted strings. I knew I wanted multiple vocals, and when Gabe and I came together, he introduced me to a bunch of people that I probably wouldn't have met at the time, just because of my situation. And as soon as we came together, it just all kind of clicked. We had this vision of what we wanted to sound like, and we reached it pretty quickly.
Let's hear it. Would you play a song for us?
Of course.
But you admit to yourself you were unprepared for the wrinkles in her hands, the tangles in her hair. Now everything you know is lost forever. Oh, oh. You were lost in a thought that I thought never come to see. Memories as old as the knots in your granddaddy's sleeves. But you admit to yourself you could not recognize.
stay where I stay? Is there nothing that you would trade? 'Cause there's a mosaic on the wall made from the pieces of a soul. I hope there is nothing that you would.
Morning Brigade, live on the State of Things, a song called Mosaic. Great song.
Thank you.
And mosaic-like in its composition.
Oh, yeah, you could say that.
Pretty cool. So Mary, tell us about this, because Peter talked about how he and Gabe got together. How did you become part of the band?
Yeah, well, it's funny that Peter said he had a goal of being in a band when he entered college, because I had no idea that I would be in a band. I feel awesome and so lucky. But, yeah, I just started playing one show with Peter because I was his friend. And then one show turned into two shows and three shows. And now I can't imagine what college would have been like without the band.
Wow. And so, and I understand, too, that we've been talking about politics and entertainment the whole show. So what the heck? Let's keep going. You're very interested in feminist ideas. And is that any part of what you bring to the band? Or?
Yeah. Well, it's definitely made me look at the way I approach the band differently. I think it's great to just represent women in music. It's great to see other women in music.
And when you got, you said you weren't interested. I mean, what is it you thought you were going to do? And you may still be doing it in college. And how has being in music changed that, if it has, your ideas for your future?
Yeah, my ideas for my future have changed about a million times since I went to college, which I don't think is rare for college students. And it turns out next year I'm probably just going to devote a lot of time to the band. So it ended up that this is what I'm going to do, at least for the next year. So.
The idea that your ideas will change about your future continues forever. Mine changed too. mine just have to change faster because I have less future than you do. Would you play another song for us?
Of course. Thank you.
a boy in my mirror, and he watches as I cry. He asks if I need any help. I said I could handle it myself, but then he wonders why I'm crying at all. And I go, and if you have to ask, then you're probably not falling in love like me. If you have to ask, then you've probably never wandered aimlessly. If you have to ask, then you've probably never seen the yellow eyes.
The band is Morning Brigade. The song is The Crow, The Fish, and The Mirror. We're live here on The State of Things. And Peter, earlier you were talking about people you met and didn't expect to because of your situation. Was that your medical situation you were referring to?
It was, definitely. A lot of the choices that I had to make at college were determined by my medical condition, mostly in the activities that I took, which is a lot of the reason why I approached music. Because it was a great medium for expressing myself, but also keeping myself busy, you know, without actually hurting myself.
Well, so let's talk about that. And the reason I bring it up is because I think your next song is a little bit about that. So maybe you would tell us more about that condition.
Sure. It mostly affected my life as a child. It's the disease is called chronic recurrent multifocal osteomyelitis, and I didn't actually learn that name until about a decade after I was diagnosed with it. And I came to the realization very recently, and as we were writing this next album, of how much of an effect it did have on me that I wasn't even aware of, as well as my family. And a lot of the newer songs on this new album that we're in the studio recording right now are about my relationship with the people around me as a result of this condition, but also how much it affected them and how much they had to give up for me, for my happiness, and how much I appreciate it, but how much I can't even come to terms with, like, how much they had to go through because of it.
Can you give us a rough idea what the symptoms and what you're dealing with?
Sure. It's a bone condition, and it's treatable, thank God, because you know, that's why I'm here doing this right now. But if I wasn't on medications and if I wasn't treating it, it would make me immobile. I would be in a bed, and it affects the bones and the joints so significantly that I would not be able to actually move my limbs. And there was once a point I used to rock climb, which I guess wasn't in retrospect the smartest idea. And after a few weeks of doing it, my bones reacted really, really horribly, and I had a flare-up that really was significant that I have never done it again. I've never rock climbed again. So I'm sticking with what I'm good at now. And
this next
out.
Song is a little about that. I'm going to ask you to play us out on that song.
Of
but
course.
First, thank you all very much for being on the program. Morning Brigade, Peter Vance, Mary Koenig, Gabriel Reynolds, Nathan Spain, Eli Howells, and Christian Adams. Thanks so much for being on the program.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for listening to The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Morning Brigade.
Child elemental, fearful and fighting off the devil with 103 degrees of mother praying on her knees. Hurry night, please steal the day, so you can blindly lead the way through the lack of light, the cold, my clammy fright lies in your palm. Thank you.
nothing feels worse than the incisions made when pity piles high. You barely balance, but you try.